Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Mark Babcock. He's an associate music professor at Central College and a chairperson for the American Guild of Organists Regional Convention.
Mark, if you could just tell us a little bit about your involvement with the organization and what's going to be going on here in Pella.
I am the convention chair for what we're calling the Pipes to Pedals Des Moines, which is the American Guild of Organists Region 6 biennial convention. And as part of the steering committee and as being a professor at Central College and also working closely with Davis and Eunice Fulkerson Pella, we have lined up one of the days of the convention to be in Pella, and it will be on Wednesday, June 22nd.
Now, what's going to be going on here in Pella? Of course, at the Pella Opera House, famous and historic organ, is there going to, I have to assume that there's going to be some activity there and some other places around town?
Yes, we start the day with two workshops, an organ and choral workshop at Second Reformed Church in Pella, and a demonstration of the organ at Central College. That happens 10:30 in the morning, and the group will be split between those two places. And then we do a luncheon at the Pella Opera House, and at 12:45, there's a demonstration of the Pella Opera House Barton Theater organ by Dr. Davis Fulkerson. And then in the afternoon, at 1:30 p.m., at Second Christian Reformed Church in Pella, there'll be an organ demonstration by John Orensma of the Dobson Pipe Organ Company.
All right, so a lot of cool stuff going on that day.
Absolutely.
Now, what's sort of the goal of the American Guild of Organists? What's the overarching theme, or what's the sort of work that group is focused on, and why is this coming to Pella?
Well, specifically, we promote the art of the organ as it's related to church and school, choral music, etc. So our main mission is simply to promote the organ. And there are a lot of really fine, for a small community, Pella has a lot of really fine pipe organs, way more than most communities its size.
Is this something sort of nationwide, the art of organ playing and having people knowledgeable in how to operate that instrument? Is it something of a dying art, or is it on the rebound? What's the state of organ performance in America right now?
That's a question that's frequently asked, and I would say in the last 15 years, especially in church music, the changes that have happened, a lot of churches going to having a band or a praise band or something like that. There was fear 15, 20 years ago that, you know, the organ would disappear. But the American Guild of Organists is as strong as it's ever been, and pipe organ companies have contracts even as many as years out. So while the church music scene has changed somewhat, the organ has found a place both in schools and churches and has remained vital. So I think what's happened is, rather than it disappearing, it's kind of been a both and, that both contemporary kinds of church music has evolved, but the organ and choral and, you know, sacred traditional music has more than just survived, it's thrived.
What do you attribute that to be able to survive the changing winds of the musical scene in those different facets?
Well, I think the way I distinguish is that people, when there are trends that happen in the public field, people tend to say, well, this is the direction of it, that everything is going. But I distinguish pop art between fine art, and the organ has had a tradition of hundreds of years, and pop traditions come and go, and they will always do that. But sophisticated and fine arts have always been around. And I would say the organ, often referred to as the king of instruments, in both its mechanical artistry and its tonal artistry, has very much secured a place. And in fact, in emerging markets like Australia and China, the organ is even going in places it hasn't been before. So I think it has a long-established tradition. And in spite of what might happen in pop culture, it continues to thrive.
Continues to find a niche for itself, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The historical significance, of course, very important. For people that maybe play a little piano or have some interest in learning the organ, what are some avenues that they can go to get a little bit more exposure and gain a little bit more knowledge about the instrument? Is that something that can be done through the Guild or just through local communities that have an organ?
Well, absolutely. The Guild is an educational, as much as anything, an educational organization. We do a lot of youth outreach. In the last year, several members have put on it at area churches throughout the state, what we call Pedals, Pizza, and Pipes, and it's an event to introduce children to the organ. We've offered scholarships for both lessons and to attend the convention to young pianists and potential organists. And what we find is that if we expose younger people to the organ, that especially if they've had a little bit of piano interest, they're fascinated by it. They can either find through the Guild a way to take lessons, or they simply attend certain kinds of Guild events and discover more about the organ.
And this is the first time in about 50 years, I believe, since the Guild has made a trip through Pella. So looking forward to a good turnout for some of these workshops and performances?
Absolutely. Our attendance registrations are still coming in, but we have far exceeded our goal for registrations.
Anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
We would highly encourage, although most of the people that are attending these things are registrants, one of the goals of the steering committee was to reach out to the larger community, and so all of our evening events are free and open to the public, and those can be found on our website at www.agodesmoines2011.org. And also, our events that are in Pella would be open to the Pella community. They would just need to let us know that they're coming.
Well, Mark, again, thank you so much for your time and your insight and the information, and we hope to see a good turnout for some great music and some great learning.
All right. Thank you so much.
Again, that was our guest, Mark Babcock, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.